Amazingly, today we do not have a large global organization dedicated to preventing pandemics. There are some part-time efforts. The WHO helps the world with lots of health issues, but it hasn't been given the resources to have this dedicated team. We need to create this group with full-time paid experts who are constantly tracking disease outbreaks. I call this the Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization Team. And so the acronym is GERM.
And so when Gates chillingly has been making the rounds the last week, whenever he comes out of his spider hole, better look out, because he wants to telegraph and tell you what he's about to do, so he'll be called a hero when everything he talked about comes true, because he and others that he represents are behind it. This is a life and death situation. This is all on record, and we need legislatures, we need governors, we need citizens and lawsuits, we need courts, we need Congress, we need whistleblowers, we need people to realize this is front and center of their takeover. We are the embattled front line of human defense against the globalist depopulation armies, the scientific dictatorship. It's Friday, May 6th, the year's 2022. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. I intend to open the phones up for several hours of the broadcast today, and I intend to cover the entire waterfront of incredible news, but here is the bottom line. America is fighting for its soul right now over this infanticide, abortion, baby harvesting nightmare. And we have massive news on that front, where the left announced 2 days ago they would start storming churches and pro-life centers and stalking and harassing members of the federal judiciary in D.C. and in other areas that do not submit to their tyranny. This is clearly a racketeering terrorist operation, but they are fully protected by the head racketeer terrorist, Minion, globalist puppet, but still he is the president in function. And that, of course, is Barack Obama enjoying his third term right now with a placeholder, placeholders known as Biden and Harris. Godless pro-abortion activists announced plans to storm Catholic churches, interrupt mass on Mother's Day this weekend. They hate motherhood. They hate family. Report, Antifa attacks a crisis pregnancy center in Portland, ransacks it, breaks out the windows. Leftists direct protesters to intimidate conservative Supreme Court justices at their homes, and the White House press secretary defends it and says it's a good idea, and says the criminal leaking of the Supreme Court draft ruling is also a good thing. Now leftists ask if someone should kill conservative members of the Supreme Court over Roe v. Wade. Don't expect any investigation. Again, it's BLM, Soros-funded groups targeting members of the Supreme Court's homes, offering money to the activists, bounties. We'll be going through this. We play in the clips. That's in the stack. Then we have a very important stack on the whole COVID tyranny. It's in the SPARS 2025-2028 war game document that is really a blueprint for what they carried out with COVID for the year 2020 to 2023. And in there, we shot a report over a year ago titled SPARS 2025-2028. It's got about 4 million views on Band.video video that you should go watch, because it's more important now than it was even then. When people like General Flynn saw the document, he was blown away, because the military will do war games, but those are actually operational war plans as well. So a war game is a practice of an off-the-shelf attack you're going to run. And in it, they talk about how when it comes out that the shot's going to cause blood clots, heart attacks, brain damage, infertility, autoimmune disorders that are AIDS-like, that they will put little announcements out that they cycle on and off to look out, to watch out, that'll be published as like public warnings, but not widely disseminated. And then that way, later when it all comes out, they'll just say, well, it's plausible deniability. Nobody made you take it. There's the report. Emergency Saturday broadcast, world shocked by SPARS 2025-2028 document. It's got 3.6 million views in that version. Another million views, another version on Mandaw Video. The point is, 3.6 or 4.6 million views is not enough. Everybody needs to see it. I'm going to have it reposted under the live show feed today, so it'll be easier for you to find and share. And so what we saw in the SPARS document is now here unfolding in front of us. FDA limits J&J COVID-19 vaccine over blood clot risk, even though all the other ones do the exact same thing. Now, the J&J is a virus vector vaccine or a spliced clone DNA virus RNA mixture of a chimpanzee and a dead human child are fired into the nucleus of the cell, and then it orders the cell to produce the deadly spike protein. That's what statistics show. The shots are worse than actually getting COVID and basically give you the same thing. And they do so many other things as well. But it causes so many disorders in their studies of rats and other animals. That's why they went with it, because it's then hard to pin down exactly what's going on. But they knew in their own CDC documents in October 2020 what would happen months before they rolled it out. Well, now the FDA limits J&J COVID-19 vaccine over blood clot risk. You know, if you try to tell people that 2 years ago, they were even starting secret trials that was doing that, they would ban you off Twitter or Facebook. But here it is. They now admit it. We'll be going over all of that. Pfizer's new 80,000-page data dump under court order is a nightmare and came at the same time as the Roe v. Wade leak. We'll be going over what's in those new documents. And really the biggest news of the day, and then I'll get into all the rest of it, but Gates and all his minions and cohorts are openly having a UN corporate takeover of all medical systems in the world, and a world medical ID, the basis of the world cashless society, programmable token, mark of the beast, cashless society system that brings in the social credit score, carbon tax, in their own words. Well, now he's making the rounds. He's crawled off from under his rock, saying creating the germ team, a corporate UN body, is the single most important thing we can do to prevent the next pandemic. And the UN has basically announced it's now under Bilderberg Group, Davos Group command yesterday. And Bill Gates promises there'll be no more pandemics because there won't be any more people when they are done. This is the cover for their economic collapse and takeover. We'll be getting to all of it coming up today, and folks are battling back against it all over the world. Also in New Zealand, they caught a bunch of theater where the prime minister and others, dozens of them, weren't wearing masks. But before they go on the stage, they put their mask on and then they take their mask off. It's all for complete theater. She even says, go ahead and put your mask on. We're about to go on camera. And they don't even care that other cameras are capturing it. We got similar footage of this in California and Pennsylvania and D.C. with the politicians doing the same damn thing. They follow a battle plan script. Meanwhile, you look at this, you think, well, these are just kooks. Somebody's going to listen to them. No, whatever they put out is what the Tavistock Institute and the Davos Group, the Carnegie Endowment want. Transgender activist makes argument for all children to be put on puberty blockers so they can determine their identity. Talk about mass sterilization, mass evil, mass drugging. That is it. It's not enough, the plastics and chemicals and the food and water to hermaphrodize the general population and cause all these mutations and serious medical issues. Now they want to openly and directly do it. They're also in the news calling to put lithium forcibly in the water to make you behave and have a happier society. An antipsychotic metal. So that's what we've got on that front. We've got the leftists, more footage of them melting down of their sacrament of abortion, people not wanting to go along with it. It's all coming up today. But make no mistake, InfoWars is dreaded by tyrants and pedophiles and Satanists and control freak predators everywhere. And when you share the articles from InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, isn't as banned, or from Man.video, the link to use for Man.video, they haven't restricted yet on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and other places, is battleplan.news, battleplan.news. When you do that, you're changing the world. We're so close to tipping point. We're so close to beating these globalists. We are so incredibly close to winning. And instead of just hoping Congress reverses all this censorship, we have to override it by the sheer force of your action and your will. And it's so simple. If you just put InfoWars.com on the back of business cards or on the back of pieces of paper and hand them out and say, find out the truth, find out what you're not supposed to know. If you just share the articles and videos, we have the most important, hardcore, effective truth out there, and it needs to be spread. And I know you're doing it. You're the tip of the spear, and I salute you and thank you. But today, recommit and realize how important your human intelligence on the ground is and your human action is and your prayer. And thank you for your financial support, getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. And we've been getting a lot of crypto donations, which is keeping us on air. I want to salute all those. You know who you are. They've been giving the donations. Please go to InfoWars.com/crypto. 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 Whether it's a dollar in Ethereum or Bitcoin, or whatever it is, whether it's $1,000 or $1,000,000, we will use it to fight the new world order. Ethereum, Bitcoin, XRP, Litecoin. There's dozens of them there. InfoWarsStore.com. And by the way, we've got our own NFTs that aren't a scam. They're totally badass and total victory coming out next week. I'll tell you about that later. But right now, InfoWars.com/crypto. The real revolution is happening now. InfoWars.com/crypto. And all of you that donated, we salute you and thank you.
Amazingly, today, we do not have a large global organization dedicated to preventing pandemics. There are some part-time efforts. The WHO helps the world with lots of health issues, but it hasn't been given the resources to have this dedicated team. We need to create this group with full-time paid experts who are constantly tracking disease outbreaks. I call this the Global Epidemic Response and Mobilization Team. And so the acronym is GERM. The GERM team will actively monitor potential health threats all over the world. Data scientists would see where there are clusters of suspicious cases. Epidemiologists would monitor reports from national governments to identify anything that could be an outbreak. We'll have disease modelers gathering the data to do accurate projections. Product development experts will work with governments and companies. We need more work on diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines that we can scale up with very short notice. And we'll have policy experts making sure that every country has the right approach. The team will need to regularly organize outbreak simulations, germ games that test the global response system and finds the weak spots. We do that for war, we do that for fire, we do that for earthquakes, and now we need to make sure we do it for pandemics. This team would keep their skills fresh to help you get rid of polio, get rid of malaria, get rid of measles and other infectious diseases. So they'll have immense value even in the years where we don't have a pandemic threat. I think it's a critical step to build this germ team, making sure we're ready for the next pandemic.
Everyone should watch that 1 minute, 45 second clip over and over and over again. I'm going to have it posted in the live show feed area beneath the main broadcast today. But let's walk through it. In that minute, 45 seconds, he hits everything. We're going to have a permanent UN world government system, which they've got the treaties going with right now unfolding. We're going to have the surveillance system over your phones and then chips in your clothes and body. They've announced all that. That tracks everywhere you go in the name of stopping the pandemic. They're going to continue to develop the new viruses and release them and then beta test stronger and stronger viruses and stronger, quote, vaccines they're going to give you while spinning the whole thing that they're trying to protect you while they do it. This is how they're bringing in the cashless society, the carbon tax, the social credit score. It's all admitted by the Davos Group. And here's Gates pushing this merger of corporations that, quote, work with the UN and this new empowered world body germ to then come up with the treatments that the corporations are then paid taxpayer money with. They consolidate the money and power while tracking and controlling you, while making everybody else non-essential, while training you to be locked down on a routine basis under a technocracy. This is absolute hell on earth. And remember, Bill Gates, Peter Daszak, Anthony Fauci are all on record. It's all there. The emails have been released. It's all come out of EcoHealth Alliance and all of it. And Obama, going back to 2012, and it was going on before that, but it accelerated, creating viruses described as COVID-19 with the exact same sequences and combinations. It was made in a lab. It was made in the United States. It was transferred to China for plausible deniability. 6 months before the release publicly, they approached the Pentagon and said, we'd like to open air release this in China. We now know they did it years before in 2017. That's how Michael Flynn, General Flynn, learned about that when he was at the Defense Intelligence Agency and then as the head national security advisor. And that's why he wouldn't release classified info on air, but he would just say, I'm telling you, it was made in a lab. It's synthetic nanotech virus. And then we got the documents. It's synthetic nanotech. Headline, London Telegraph. Synthetic virus particles penetrate human skin with SPARS COVID chimeric viruses. And so when Gates chillingly has been making the rounds the last week, whenever he comes out of his spider hole, better look out, because he wants to telegraph and tell you what he's about to do. So he'll be called a hero when everything he talked about comes true, because he and others that he represents are behind it. This is a life and death situation. This is all on record, and we need legislatures, we need governors, we need citizens and lawsuits, we need courts, we need Congress, we need whistleblowers, we need people to realize this is front and center of their takeover. They're on record saying there are too many people on the planet and that they're going to cull us. Remember, General Stubblebine was the head of the army. His wife was a high-level medical doctor. And they were told in the early 2000s, 2005, while she was treating the head of state, that the mass culling with a controlled viral release was coming, but then it would be the vaccine that would actually erase people's immune systems after that, getting them ready for the next attack. That's all word for word in Jesse Ventura's first season that I helped do the research for, and on at least two of the episodes are 90% my research. The others are partially my research. The point is, I brought him Labo, I brought him the documents, and it's not about credit, it's about I knew who to bring to him. And that's why those shows are so powerful and so viral today, is because word for word, what she says is true. Who do you think she is? She's a top medical doctor, the wife of the guy that ran not just the Army's secret operations, but who ran the CIA's secret operations and what came after MK Ultra. Now, they believe they were doing that to make America stronger and to defeat foreign enemies, but they later realized that it was bad. Look up Stubblebine. They turned it into a cartoon and a joke with John Ronson's fraudulent book. Everything he does is a fraud, in my view. Men Who Stare at Goats, but that makes a joke with Jeff Bridges and others in it about what Stubblebine was really doing. But those projects they were doing that are in that movie is just a very, 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 very small part of the projects they were involved in. So I'm going to say it again. People ask how I know all this stuff. It's on record how I know all this information. You can learn this information. You can stop this information. They say in the SPARS document that's a battle plan. You can't walk around the battle plan admitting it's a battle plan, so they just change the dates. It's got the tweets and everything, and when you flip the tweets, all of them, the acronyms and things, it says COVID-19. It says all the response, and then the subheadlines are exactly the same. They even war-gamed out what the agencies and Bill Gates would tweet. This was several years before they released the virus in late 2019, an exact battle plan day by day. And they announced going into the third year that they'll start admitting heart attacks and strokes and blood clots and saying it's an accident. And now, FDA limits J&J COVID vaccine over blood clot risk. It's all been war gamed out. And we sit here like fools when we have their war game and know what they're going to do next. And we just take it like we're morons. And then other people go, man, Jones is so smart. How's he know all this? These frickin' criminals are doing this out in the open, people.
America is in a fight for its life. Free nations everywhere are struggling against the globalists and the World Economic Forum. And at the center of that resistance is InfoWars. Because of your support, we are still on the air and being vindicated everywhere. So I wanted to take some time out today to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I wanted to just take a moment to ask you to count the cost of how far we've come together and realize that right now is the equivalent of the 12th round heavyweight championship with these people. And we have the edge and we're actually starting to win. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. The 28 years of InfoWars on air is now bearing fruit. It's now entering the zone of where we were designed to be and where God inspired us to be. So I want to thank you again, and I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Faraday cages for your phones and laptops and iPads, amazing supplements, these really cool little gold bars that come in a art piece that's limited edition. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com that allow us to battle all the lawsuits for the Democratic Party, all the deplatforming, the debanking, to pay for the massive bandwidth costs we have, reaching millions and millions and millions a day with Bandot Video at InfoWars.com and so much more. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us in the fight, because this is your fight. InfoWarsStore.com has some big sales going on right now, but quite frankly, we make such small margins on a lot of the products, it's not getting us over the hump. We're still in the red. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com where there's a big support InfoWars donate button, and that way, whether it's $10 or $100, we get 95% of the money after credit card fees. Again, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today, but whatever you do, pray for InfoWars and spread the word about InfoWars, because it's the tip of the spear and the people are really starting to listen and wake up.